This is a blessing to be here today. You know, for me, I'm sure a lot of people, this week probably been a little stressful, a lot of challenges. The word that was on my heart today was about redemption. And it covers so much things and how we need to be delivered from sin and just the basics of how and why God took upon the cross, and I just want to touch on that today, and I just want to start in Isaiah 59:2. Isaiah 59:2 gives us reasons for redemption. But your iniquities has separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. If we can remember how, and when Jesus was on the cross, when he had said, "Father, why are you forsaken me?" If we can just remember that, it could take us back to Isaiah 59:2. And I just want to highlight that because we deal with so much today. The enemy comes in every angle today. He uses our family. He uses our job, any situation, especially social media, how it's penetrating the youth right now. And also leading to a lot of us adults. So we do need redemption. Why? Because of sin. We all were born with it, but there's got to be something to counteract that sin. And what was that? Jesus dying on the cross. The blood that he shed for us. Proverbs 20:9 tells us, "Who can say I have made my heart pure? I'm cleansed from sin." No one. Nothing in here anybody can do, or nothing in here that we thought was good enough to get us into heaven is just not true, according to the Word of God. So today, if you just went through that this week, that you had to do good, cross every T, dot every I, said the right word, made the right gestures, just had to give a compliment. Well, by doing that, thinking that, you know what, I think I'm good today. I think I'm a good person. I'll make it into heaven. I make it into heaven. I really don't need to believe in this God they call Jesus. That's wrong. That's wrong because once you reach into heaven, that's purity there. There's no evil there. When you did good, you probably got mad because the person didn't say thank you. So that little bit, yeah, that little bit can keep you right out of heaven. That's how serious God is. He don't want none of that in his house. He don't. Takes us to Romans 6:23. The payment for sin is death, but the gift that God freely gives us is everlasting life, found in Christ Jesus our Lord. Pretty much, y'all, without Jesus, we the walking dead. That's all over TV. Zombies. That's what we are. Bunch of zombies. Walking in no hope. Walking in no direction. Hitting every wall there is. Falling in every hole there is. You know, any temptation, we there with it. You know, having a party with the devil. But Jesus came to give us a new life. He came to give us freedom, that we're no longer bound by sin. But you got to accept that, though. And it's an everyday thing. The Bible says we must renew our mind daily. You know, your yesterday's performance or your yesterday's victory may not prepare you for today's victory. Why? Because you're going to have to renew. It's a new day. It's a new day. You may be sick yesterday, but guess what? Tomorrow's a new day. You can be walking in your healing today, but your mind can be stuck on yesterday.
Come on, D.
So we really gotta get into this thing here. It says Romans 6:20. When you were slaves of sin, you were free from doing what God approves of. Basically, you belong to sin at that time. Doing what God has for you was that just it wasn't in your daily walk. Care less about what God has for you. Why? Because you're doing what you want to do. Or we're just doing what we think is the best thing to do. One thing I realized this week, like I said, it's a trying week. Car went out. So me and my wife are down to one car. And, you know, both working, two kids. Y'all know how hard that is. So it was a little bit stressful, but one thing I wasn't thinking about at the time was I have victory over this frustration. First of all, the devil will do anything he can to stunt your growth. Why? Because it's somebody else that you're beside, or somebody else that you're connected to that really needs hope, that really needs guidance. And they look to you, whether you know it or not. But if your mind's so stuck on what's going wrong and so stuck on what ain't right or what you don't like and how you don't feel like you're blessed, you can clearly miss what God really has for you that day and what God has for that other person as well, because we're not here for us.
That's right.
We're not here for us. I'm not up here talking just to look good. You know? I mean, I do look good, don't I? Yeah. I'm going to take it now, but that ain't why I'm up here. Just saying. So we got to understand this life is not our own. This life is not our own. And we're here to please the Father. So today, guys, we just want to think about this word redemption and how we are redeemed and how we've been set free and how Jesus paid the penalty for us. You just can imagine. We look at this cross here, and if you can just imagine all the blood that was on there, and if you can just imagine his hands and his feet and the crown of thorns on his head, if you can just put yourself there that day and you compare it to what you think is good, you compare it to what you think that what you're doing is great, you compare it to what Jesus did on the cross, and I bet you your priorities will change. I bet you they will change. I bet you things will be in line to where God intended it to be. And I bet you will see the love that he displayed on that cross. So today, if you feel like you're not loved, or if you feel like you're worthless, or if your life don't mean anything, or I just dare you to sit back for a second and just think about what Jesus did on that cross. Why would he do that? For people to continue to believe that they ain't worth nothing.
Amen.
Guys, you're worthy. You're worthy. Why? Because our Father shed blood for us. He got ridiculed for us. He took that beating from that whip. That's all I can just imagine, being whipped like that and my flesh being ripped out for people to bleed. I didn't do that because they weren't worth anything. Now, we're worth more than what words can say. We're worth what Jesus did on that cross. So just think about that. Let that soak a little bit. So I don't want to hear nobody in here say that they ain't worth nothing, they can't be nothing, they ain't nobody. Please don't let me hear you say that, because that's such a lie. That is a lie. Another reason for redemption. Romans 1:29 tells us their lives are filled with all kinds of sexual sins, wickedness, and greed. They are mean. People are mean. People are mean. Not everybody dealing with an illness. Some people just flat out mean. Evil. That's what it is. Now, are there some cases that's out there that's mental illness is an issue? But it's not every time we turn on the TV. Mental illness. Hey, the devil out here to seek, kill, and destroy. And we got to understand that. We have to go to these people, and we're going to have to be the bridge. There's a huge gap out there right now. We have to be that bridge so people can see who Christ really is and forget what they think about us. We already look crazy anyway in their eyes. just because we believe in a God that said he died 2,000 years ago in a book that clearly the dates and I ain't going to get on that because this right here is just, it's just so, this Bible is just, it's so deep. And you could try your best to get around what's in here. You can try your best to figure it out on your own without the instruction book. I'm telling you, you're gonna miss a boat somewhere. Just like the situation with my car this week. While we're down, all I had to do was read the instruction. It was just the thermostat housing. I forgot to put the gasket in the right position. Sometimes you in the wrong position. You probably got the problem, but you in the wrong position to handle the situation. Why? Because you forgot to read the instruction, man. So, redemption. Romans 7:24 tells us, what a miserable person I am. Who will rescue me from my dying body? Sometimes, y'all, we just in our own way. Sometimes it's just us. We see our sin. We continue to dwell in our sin. And I guess you just get to a point to where you just tired of yourself. So what you gonna do then? You look back to the cross. There's your answer. There's your answer. The cross, what Jesus did is just phenomenal. You know, he's not just here to so we can have nice stuff, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I know Jim, he touched on that last week. That's, God wants us to enjoy life. He do. But our main thing is that we got to make sure we connect it to him daily. We got to make sure we know who we are. We got to make sure that when we talk to people that are hurting, that's going through some things, that they understand that I don't have no way out of this other than going to Christ Jesus. If they point to you or what I just said, then something's out of place. They should always go back to who Jesus was, because we represent who he is. What is sin? I want to read you guys Galatians 5:19-21. Now the effects of the corrupt nature are obvious. Illicit sex, perversion, promiscuity, idolatry, drug use, hatred, rivalry, jealousy, anger, angry outbursts, selfish ambition, conflict, factions, envy, drunkenness, wild partying, and similar things. I have told you in the past, I'm telling you again, that people who do these kinds of things will not inherit the kingdom of God. God, we do not want to be there. God gave us a life and gave us a life more abundantly. We don't have to be who we used to be. Why? Because of what Jesus did on the cross. Everything that we think about, we got to revert back to the cross. Now, what am I doing? Is it respecting Christ, what he did on the cross? Is it reverence back to what Jesus did on the cross? If it's not, then we either don't need to be there, we don't need to be a part of something like that, and we just need to go the other direction. If we can't go back and tie the things that we about in our daily life back to the cross, we in the wrong position. We in a place we don't need to be. So can Jesus show up at your job? Can Jesus show up here in North Point? Can Jesus show up in your house? Wherever you are, whatever you do, can Jesus come and show up, and will he be pleased in our actions? Will he be pleased where our heart at? So let's just remember that. So, all right, Brother D, you talking about sin. You gave this illustration of what sin is, what it looked like. I don't participate in none of that. All right. James 4:17. Whoever knows what is right but doesn't do it is sinning. Come on. Hey, God can tell you to say something to a certain individual, or maybe go by a certain person's house or make a phone call, and you don't do it, you simply just sin against God. What you gonna do then? Something that simple. So you don't have to do the big bad things. It could be the small things. The smallest things can keep us out of heaven. The smallest things can keep us from our salvation. But there's an answer for that. What is the answer? The cross. Romans 3:23. Because all people have sinned, they have fallen short of God's glory. I fell short of God's glory this week. Because my mind was too much on the frustration of what's going on with the car, how we going to get here and there, A, B, C, and still paying on this thing tearing up. It's frustrating. Instead of looking to see, well, God, how you going to blow my mind on this situation today? Well, he got me home. I may have to ask somebody, but I got to ride home. I got to ride to work. Kids got to where they need to be. Wife got to work. Was it frustrating a little bit? Yeah. But at the time, all I was seeing was a frustration. I wasn't seeing the blessing. So I asked God, hey, forgive me for that, because I'm so stuck on my frustration. Somebody could have asked me something. I could have said, well, you know what? Well, if you just hold on, God will work things out for you. But I couldn't give them that answer because I was mad. So, yes, you can still sin on this side of the cross. It's going to happen. But you got to go back to the cross to ask for forgiveness, where God can renew your mind in that area. Next time this happens, this is how you got to look at it. That's who he is. So, like I said, the answer for redemption is the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And we're going to look at Colossians 2:11-12. In him you are also circumcised. It was not a circumcision performed by human hands, but it was a removal of corrupt nature in the circumcision performed by Christ. This happened when you were placed in the tomb with Christ through baptism. In baptism, you were also brought back to life with Christ through faith in the power of God, who brought him back to life. The same power that Jesus rose from the dead, we possess that same power if you believe in Christ. We possess that same power. That's so powerful. That's powerful. Now, we can get through any circumstance. We can get through any circumstance. Will it be hard? Yes. It was hard for him carrying that cross. He got talked about. He got beat. Y'all, it's going to be hard. But we have the power to overcome. Yes. Why? Because we have been redeemed. We have been set free. That's why I love that song. We got to continue to remind ourselves that we are a people of power. We're not ordinary people. We don't have to do ordinary things. We do extraordinary things. That's who we are, because that's who our God is. So we can have confidence in knowing that what we can do will always please God, because God is first in our life, first of all. And then we rely on the power of the cross. So throughout the day, throughout the week, please keep your mind on that. I know there's some tough times going on right now, and people got to make tough decisions. Just put Christ ahead of that decision. And let Christ resonate in your mind, resonate in your heart. God, how I deal with this? How do I do this? What I need to do? Whatever I need to do, God, please let it be pleasing to you, not pleasing to me, not my father, mother, sister, brother, whoever. God, whatever I do, please let it be pleasing to you so you can get your glory in whatever circumstance you're in. So I just encourage y'all today to continue to keep Christ first. And then we got results. Results from redemption. Look at Romans 6:7. Romans 6:7, the person who has died has been freed from sin. We're no longer bounded from sin. Sin can't hold us no more. How powerful it was that Jesus decided to die on the cross, get buried, rose again with a new body, and then the ones that was with him didn't really believe it, so he decided he's going to walk alongside of them. Hey, we tell Peter, feel these hands. What God does that? Buddha sure didn't do it. I don't think Buddha did that at all. No, I know Muhammad, he ain't raised from the dead. So we serve that kind of God that cares about us that much. He cares so much about them, even though they walk with him, he decided to go and appear to them for a little bit, sit with them for a little bit, just to show them, hey, I love you. You turn your back on me, I still love you. You talked about me, I still love you. You didn't trust in me, I still love you. That's the God we serve, y'all. That's the God we serve. You mistreat your wife, God still loves you. Being married is a principle of God, but you come outside your marriage, but God still loves you. You can't fathom things like that. You can't. You mistreat your kids, God still loves you. You don't pay your tithes, God still loves you. You get mad at them, God still loves you. Why? Because he is love. That's why. You his child. You are his child. It's no different from me and my daughter, you guys and your sons and daughter. It's the same way with God. You're going to do whatever you need to do to make sure you know that child sees that you love him. The same thing he did on the cross. He took it. He took it head on and done that for us. And that's just love. The cross is nothing but God's love on display, just showing us. He come out of heaven, gave up his throne, come down here as a baby, lay in a manger for us. Still can't fathom. All I know is God loves me. And I want to tell you, whatever you're going through, God loves you. Pick your head up. Why? Because God loves you. Keep on pressing forward because God loves you. You got to, guys. We got to. Why? Because there's somebody out there. Their mind ain't on Christ, but they see you. They see how things seem to, you kind of get upset. Well, he was upset, but now he's kind of, he happy. He said he thankful for the car tearing up. What's wrong with that dude? People, they see that. They ask those questions. They might not come tell you, but I'm sure that's going through their mind. And guess what we get to do? We get to explain them what this guy did on the cross. And guess what? Now we can lead another family to salvation. So that's how important this thing is. Romans 6:18. Freed from sin, you are made slaves who do what God approves of. Wow, I'd rather be a slave of God than a slave of sin any day. Because when I'm a slave of God, I get all kind of benefits. There's some good benefits. Some good benefits. Just like that part on my car. It's supposed to be $80, but I got it for $18. It's the same part, and it's brand new. So, yeah. Why? Our reverence back to God. I knew when God was blessing me. Sometimes it's who you connected to. Just because I was connected to a person that helped me with the part, I got that price. Now, if I didn't know him, I wouldn't have got it. To me, that's huge. We got to see who we connected to. Are you connected to people that's going to pull you to Christ? Or are you connected to people that's just going to drag you back to the world? We got to keep our mind on that. I know some of my friends are cool. Some of my friends, we have fun. But sometimes some of the friends we with could lead us straight to hell. And if we ain't careful, that's where we going. And it's not being mean, but sometimes you're going to have to cut some ties with some people.
That's right.
You know who you are today, but you may want to cut some ties with some folks. I ain't saying just throw them away and don't have nothing to do with them. I'm just saying you're going to have to. I can't do this today. I'll call you later on. Whatever you got to do. You know who you are. You know what you got to do. Let's just do it. Why? Because we ain't got much time. We're living in the last days. You see how things are ramping up here on this earth. People getting killed for no reason at all. We see what the enemy doing. Now it's time to get serious about this thing. We got work to do. As Brother Jeff said all the time, we got work to do. We can't sit around. You know, God has given us a great church here. He's given us a people outside of Dadsville, Cartersville, Calhoun, Rome. Man, we're going to Lafayette. We're going to, Brother Drew, where y'all was at? Lebanon, we all over the place. Not a lot of churches can say that. We got a lot of work to do. So if you got to cut ties with some folks to get to what God has for you, you just need to do it. Go ahead and get it over with. You ain't got to be ugly about it. God will give you something to say. You may have to tell them the truth, but sometimes God, he'll get rid of them for you. He sure will. That's the truth. Hey, sometimes you get rid of them, and then a few years later, they come back and say, can I have what you had back then?
That's right.
So we got to look at it like that, too. But if you guys want to come on up and jump on the instruments. But y'all really, I'm that tight. Once I ain't got nothing else to say, I try to stop. I don't want to keep rapping. So, but that's what I have. Thank y'all for the day, and appreciate it.